Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, this is Steve Butella from Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I discuss what we think about our competitors in the land business and in the real estate education business. Jill, I've been looking forward to this show.
Me too.
I have lots to say, but I'm going to be concise about it. You know, we have a couple of competitors. What I really want to talk about is our land stay competitors, the people that we are in competition with to buy a piece of property from a seller, mm-hmm. which, I mean, in the thick of it is, we don't really have any competition. But before that, I thought it'd be fun to talk about the two competitors that we have in the real estate education business, mm-hmm. the Land Academy education business, because it's such a short conversation.
It is.
So we have two competitors that are in our property niche, I should say, mm-hmm. which is, you know, unwanted rural land. And one's been in the business. One is my first Land Academy student. And he's, you know, I think he's got a lot to offer in a real specific portion of what we cover. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's more back tax oriented than we are. Mm-hmm. In fact, I know he is.
There's just some differences in how we approach things, which is great and healthy and good.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Competitors are always keep people honest, and the consumer always wins when there are lots of competitors. Mm-hmm. And then we have another competitor who came a lot later to the game, and I'm not sure what he offers. I haven't looked into it a lot, but I know that we have a tremendous number of our members, our former members, or maybe even current members with them. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So we would like to think that we deliver the best product at the most competitive price, and that, you know, it's with the best experience, I guess.
Well, okay, so as we're kind of talking before the show about, I always like to come up with some points for the topics. So let me hit on this. What stands out to me in some of our differences is, one is the level of experience, which I love. What you bring to the table, Stephen, is, in me for the tail end of it, is now between 15,000 and 16,000 transactions. I heard Jason Hartman say that one time. I remember we were on his show a while back. He asked you point blank how many transactions that you had, and you said 15,000, and it was so great because Jason Hartman said, oh, excuse me, folks, I'd have to say, you know, we're talking to a bunch of amateurs here. Yeah. And that just made me laugh. So that was really good because people go, you know, and even I know you've had conversations, you know, when you first got to know Seth Williams and you guys were talking and Seth went, oh, okay, got it. You know, before he really knew who we were and who you were. And when you said, here's what I've done, he's like, okay, never mind. Okay, I know you know. So I guess that's and I think that's one of the things people are drawn to us is because there's a pretty good chance whatever obstacle or situation they're facing, we may have dealt with that before and have some experience in it.
Yeah.
Or at least because of all of our combined experience, we have a good idea of how to attack that problem and get past it. So I'm sure that if we just started doing this 6 months ago and said, oh, now we're going to teach it, one of the things would be saying, well, how do you know this? I'm like, whoa, because I've got a good feeling. No, we don't have a good feeling. We've done this a lot, you know, and it took, with that many transactions, boy, you learn a lot and you get through a lot of things and you do a lot of things wrong. Yeah. And that's one of the things I know from our members that they have said, God, you know, thank you. I love to learn from you guys. You took all the learning curve out of it for me.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of areas that I can jump in and just, you know, so that's it.
Right.
So the second point about I hear and I know is true is just kind of who we are. you and I are pretty no-nonsense people. And our friends know that. I mean, that's really who we are. We're going to walk around and... I used to always put my foot in my mouth sometimes because I'd be a little too honest. You know, that was a kind of a joke, and I had to kind of take a moment and go, do I really want to share that? You know, but we are very no-nonsense, truthful, upfront and honest, and if we're not feeling like something's a good thing, we're going to tell you, and we'll give you some ideas about, you know, like I just think of our members. Hey, what do you think about this transaction?
Right.
You know, here's what I'm thinking. And people can read it in our success plan, successplan.com, our kind of our member chat forum. I'll weigh in and go, I'm not sure I would do that deal. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And here's why. I would say, here's what you're up against. Here's why. Here's why I would pass. You know, it's always your decision, but I'm gonna be really honest with you. That one has I have a few red flags, so that's something else. And then my third point about us and the truth and with our competitors, if you will, is you get two for one with us, you know. And and again, this is all based on feedback and what I've been told by our members. It's like, gosh, you know, Stephen is, it doesn't take long to figure out who's the analytical one of the bunch and who's the touchy-feely customer service one here of our team, I should say. And you and I attack things a different way, really, and it's so great having two different experiences, two different viewpoints, two different personalities, two different talents. It really comes out. I'm sure.
If you lined all three of us up and had to make a decision, I would choose us, but you know why I really would?
Why?
Because of you. I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah. I'm expanding on exactly your last point there, but you know, you make this fun, Jill.
Thanks.
And you take this can be a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll be straight with you, if you're going to be real successful at it like we are, it's a lot of work. There's a lot of moving parts.
True.
The product type's awesome and it's easy, and the deals themselves are easy, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on. And you know, you make it fun, Jill, and you make it presentable.
Thank you.
Otherwise, it would be, you know, the three of us, three idiot guys just standing there going, you know, hey, I did more deals. No, I did more deals. No, I did more deals. No, I did more deals.
Oh my goodness! I could just admit, I could see that now.
So,
but mine was bigger.
Yeah, exactly. Well said.
Oh my gosh!
So the truth about our competitors in the Land Academy business, anyway, is, you know, they our other two competitors, I think they do give a great overview of what this whole program is about,
mm-hmm.
And I think they're both very tax-driven, back-tax-driven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get the back-tax property, which I think is real low-hanging fruit. And I think back-tax situations change all the time. In tough economic times, there's more. In good times, there's less. But we teach the direct mail method, mm-hmm. which it's always, you harvest that every month.
Mm-hmm.
It never stops, regardless of, you know, if you follow our stuff step by step, you know, and utilize direct mail. And we give you every single tool that you need, data, you know, the way to run the mail merges and get the real good mailers out. You know, we have all the answers. So I'm not sure our other two competitors provide all the answers. I'm extremely sure they give a really good overview.
Mm-hmm.
And with that,
yes,
we can move on to competitors and when we buy property.
Yes.
And this is what I'm talking about. And Jill's real familiar with it, more familiar with it these days than I am. So you send a bunch of mail out, and a lot of people call you back. And every once in a while, someone will call you back. This is a big... The reason I'm addressing this on this podcast is because a lot of members who are thinking about getting involved in this ask me this question about competition. Well, you know, I want to go buy this 40-acre property for $1,000 or whatever it ends up being, but... You know, are there six other guys that are running, you know, throwing stuff at the deal, trying to, is it a bidding situation? And the answer is categorically no.
Right.
I can't, I mean, there's been, let's say this last year, how many sellers that you've talked to have said, hey, I got your letter and I got another offer here and I'm wondering if you could match it.
Never.
Never? Never? No.
In the last year. Yeah. Not in the last year, I haven't done that.
Wow, never?
No, I really don't. Well, no, no one said it. Okay, let me think about this. It's less than three. I'm not going to match it. But no one's let off like that.
How about I'm talking to another person? Or how about I'm thinking about listing it with a real estate agent?
Uh-huh.
That's a competitor.
Okay, let me go.
I didn't answer the question right.
Okay, no, you're right. Yes. So, however, that doesn't bother me. It's so rare. And even if it doesn't come up, that's my main thing.
That's my point.
Yeah.
When it does, my answer has always been, I wish you the best, you know, because I have 16 more phone calls to do here. Or offers to, I mean, and nine times out of the 10, I think maybe they're just trying to negotiate. There's no competition. Let me just put it that way.
It's kind of funny. Well, I love what you're saying. Like, I was thinking about your realtor example, which I think every person, or not every person, but a lot of people think that, okay, I have a piece of property to sell. However I got it, I inherited it, whatever it is, I need to call a realtor. That's the first line of thought, I think. So for a lot of people. But yet then they have our letter in their file. So they are toying with that. So part of it is they don't even know they could sell it this way. But a lot of it is too, bums me out because I think, I don't know. I don't want them to have false hopes on what it's, you know, we all think our asset is priceless. Does it? I don't know where I'm going here.
You have some priceless assets.
Oh my gosh.
You just opened it up. Gosh. How am I not going to take that?
Oh,
I got to walk through the door when it's open.
Oh, thank you. You saved me on that. I don't know. That's okay. I was starting to all right.
Here's my take on it. Okay. The vast majority of people who receive our letter or the offers who are going to sell it, I think you nailed it. You just said they get it and they're like, oh, I forgot about this property.
Right.
I don't want it. I'm never going to use it. My dad wanted it. I don't know what my dad was thinking. He's not here anymore. I'm going to call these people back and see what they have to say. And yeah, if I can get a couple $1,000 out of this thing and I don't have to call a realtor and I got too much stuff to do and my sister's over here doing this other stuff, she needs my help. Yeah, I'm going to, if the person on the other end of the phone, which in our case is Jill, is nice about it, they're going to make it easy for me and send somebody over to my house with a cashier's check and a deed for me to sign. Well, yeah, I'm going to take that deal. Mm-hmm. It's the old gallon of milk convenience store thing. You know, even if there's another person at which in 99% of the time they're not talking to anybody else or even thinking about the property, they're going to do it because they want to talk to you. They want to pick up the phone when they look at the caller ID and they know it's you. So the gallon of milk situation is this. I mean, and I've said this lots of times. We can use water this time because I think you brought up a water situation. If you go to a convenience store and buy a bottle of water and it's $2.50, you know, you don't yell at the clerk and say, this is ridiculously overpriced. The guy's going to pound you over the head. You know, you have a choice. You can go to a convenience store and pay $2.50 for a bottle of water. You can go to Walmart and buy a whole case for $2.50. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to a grocery store and it's somewhere in between. What you're really paying for is a convenience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to deal with all the traffic and the walking through the whole store at Walmart. You just want to get in there and get out of there. And it's the same thing with what we deliver. That's the product we deliver too. An easy way out of selling some real estate without going through all the hassle. And, you know, I think I do not know of a competitor that makes it as easy as we do
mm-hmm.
to get rid to turn real estate into cash. For a lot of people, for all of you, all of our customers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree.
You know, there's two ways to look at this. Number one, for whatever reason, this product type gets ridiculously overlooked. It always has. I thought that would change over time, but it hasn't. No one wants rural property the way that, no one makes it a business the way that we do and the way our members do.
I agree. And I love it because it's like great. The more people I talk to that are stumped by it and don't understand it, you know, and don't even see how there's a profit there. I'm like, great, less competition for me. I'm very happy with that.
So we've got a handful of members now that really do get it. And they, I ask them all the time, ask people all the time, are you running into anybody who else is doing that? No, I can. There's no one else doing this here.
Right. It is wonderful.
The other thing, too, I have to say this, and I love this. I've done this before. What ends up happening is, I call it the Pepsi model. If somebody sends a bunch of mail out, let's say, and we send out offers with actual dollar amounts in there. If somebody before you, a month before you, sends a postcard out that says, hey, I really want to buy your land. And then they get, and they say, throw it away and say, what the heck? And then they get our letter. They're all warmed up.
Good point.
The first time you see a Pepsi commercial, you're like, eh, I don't even see it. The second time, it's like, maybe I want a Pepsi.
Good point.
And the third time, you're at the refrigerator. So I think there's no competition. And as long as you're doing a better, delivering a better product and not even a better price, but just a better, you're going to win.
Well,
and we do win.
Totally. And I know because of us and our, and the way we do business and everything, I think I get, sometimes it's, I don't even think about competition because as far as I'm concerned, there really isn't any, you know? And if someone, my only real competitor is the seller and meeting them on a price, you know? That's really it. And sometimes they need to take a step away and try to sell it. And I've had people that said, you know what, I'm going to list it with this realtor. I've got this person. I said, great, okay, good for you. I wish you all the best, you know, and hey, but if anything changes, you know, my offer still stands. You know, I'm here. You've got my number. Oh yeah. And you know, it's funny. They're so nice. They'll often go, yo, I've got your letter right on top here in my file, you know, and they'll even say, you might hear from me. And it's kind of funny. And they do. Sometimes I just need to go out there and try and go, I'm not going to get what I thought I was going to get. I was lucky enough to find a realtor that would even list it for this price. Even they told me this was kind of nutty, but they at least would list it for this price. And then they go, all right. And then they call me back.
I think and we teach this in the program, there's a lot of responses that you can really easily plan for from a seller. So you send out an offer and it's for, I don't know, 20 acres in Nevada or something for $1,000 or $1,500 and the seller gets it. So there's only a few things that that seller is actually going to do. One of them is, and this happens extremely often for us and our members, they sign it and send it back and say, hallelujah, man, I didn't want this property anyway. You're solving a huge problem for me. I was just going to let it go back to the county because I don't care. I inherited it. I have no money in this thing. Or I bought it a long time ago when I wanted it, but a lot of stuff changed. So that's one response, and that's the one that you're shooting for, that you want, that there's no work. You call them back, you buy the property, and it's over. The whole thing happens in 3 or 4 days. Another response is severe anger. You know, I think this property is worth $1 million, and there's no way it's worth $1,500 or whatever you offer me. Great. We can throw that one away. We didn't spend any time on that at all. So my point here is you're going to notice here after the next few responses, in all of them, you don't spend a lot of time on it. You just either get the deal done or you don't. Mm-hmm. So a third response is, and they call back and say, you know, I really did want to sell this property, but I don't want to sell it for $1,500. I would really like to get about $4,000 out of it. Mm-hmm. That what I say, or I have said in the past, and Jill, you probably handle this a little bit differently. I say, this is what I want you to do. I want you to call a realtor. I want you to call a realtor, and I want you to call a county, and I want you to talk about the property and what it's worth and how it'll go. And then, you know, my offer's open for, it's not open forever, but it's open for whatever, 30 days. Whatever the offer, we send out a date that they can call us back on before we're not interested anymore, which is our call to action. And so they do all those things. They call a real estate agent and they call a city or the county planner and they talk about it. And almost invariably, they make the sale for us. You know, the real estate agent will say, yeah, I'm not going to take on that listing where there's 7,000 of them for sale already that are overpriced. Or the county person will say, you know, that's just my least favorite part of the county. There's a lot of stuff that's out there that I just don't think is worth anything. Mm-hmm. And so they call you back and say, you know what, $1,500 turns out it sounds pretty good. And then the fourth, there's a few other ones, but they're not worth mentioning. The fourth one is, I tried to sell this a year ago, but I found out that my brother who's in Mexico is unavailable to sign, and there's nothing I can do because we own it together. Or it's in my mom's name, and she passed away 2 years. So there's some type of technical reason that needs to be solved, and we solve those problems for them. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody else does that. Economics have to work,
right?
Or we won't take it on. But
right,
we are basically like our own escrow company here.
That's true. Well, I come back to our experience. It took a long time to get to this point that we know those answers. We know how to.
And all this stuff is in our program. How to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you know what you're doing, and you know step by step, just don't have any competitors at all. When there are competitors, you can turn them into, you know, real estate agents theoretically should be a competitor. They're just not. They actually close the deals for us most of the time.
That's true. It's very true.
I think that you're silent on this topic, Jill, because I don't think, honestly, I'm not horsing around. I don't think you ever run into any competition.
You're right. I don't have a lot to say about this. It's really not an issue. You are well, here's the other reason. They're calling me. I'm not calling them.
Right.
So they're calling me already looking to me to buy their property and solve their problem. So that's all I got to do is figure out. We just got to agree on the price. And if there's any logistics, figure that out. And
right.
That's it.
Yeah. By the time it gets to us, price is not their primary thing. They're not sitting around. And I think that this is so hard for new members to understand. They just want to get it done.
Yes.
They want to get the check and check this off their list.
That's true.
And so even if you say, look, it's not my favorite property and we're really not buying property there right now, but I can send you $100. I'm going to send somebody out with a $100 cashier's check or a $300 cashier's check or whatever. And I just want you to sign the deed and we can be, it's over.
Right.
Those are the people that we find and they call us back.
It's true. And they're thrilled. They are thrilled. They're happy to get something for it because they're about to give it away anyway. I mean, there's a number of people that are like, I was about to give it back to the county. I don't really care. I just don't know how to do it. I've tried to give to the county. The county won't take it.
Yeah, I've gotten that a lot too.
It's kind of funny when that happens.
I don't want to just stop paying my taxes because that's just not right.
Exactly.
But I don't know. But I do want to just, I don't want to stop get the tax bill anymore. But when I get it, I feel like I have to pay it.
Exactly. That's what's the funniest thing, too. People think that that's the majority of our properties that we get this way, or they've stopped paying on them. Oh, no, they've been paying on them the whole time. You know, they just don't want them.
Which ties into my original point about our competitors for Land Academy and the methods that they teach. They concentrate on back tax property, properties that are no longer, people don't want them, so they stop paying the taxes. And we teach all that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they're missing the vast majority of the real value of the assets out there by not contacting people who are current on their taxes. They just don't want the property anymore. They're showing other signs that they don't want the property anymore.
Right.
Namely, that they're out of state. They don't own any other property in the area. There's you can drill down the list and through experience, you know, mm-hmm. through our experience.
Exactly.
Hey, what else do you want to talk about? Because I don't think you're... you know what? It's a couple days before Christmas and Jill's got sugar plums in her head or something.
I do. Well, I looked down my list about all of the points that I wanted to make and we talked about them all and I feel really good about this. I think this is a great show. I think we answered a lot of questions that people want to know about us and why we are us and why we are the experts and how we got here. And I think we did that very well.
So what are we doing for Christmas? We have a couple minutes left here. Do you have a huge plan? You have it all planned out? Because this won't air. This episode, you can give away everyone's gifts and all that stuff. This episode
will
not...
Well, no one's going to
hear it. Won't air. Yeah.
I mean, this will not air before Christmas?
No, it won't.
Oh.
You can give it all away.
Oh, okay. Well, for you... all right. Oh, I can't say it.
Yeah, sure.
All right. There's an Xbox One. There's a PS4. Four.
A bunch of Apple products.
There's an iPad Mini 4 in my closet right now. So, and sorry, Steven, none of them are for you.
Come on, I'm going to tell you what one of the gifts that you're getting.
Oh, tell me.
I'm going to put a 24-inch smart TV in the in your bathroom.
Oh.
I'm not joking.
Thank you. My bathroom here at the office?
No, no. Jeez, that'd be funny. We could do that, too.
That would be cool. Hey, a TV in my no, that's the last thing we need around. Like, a TV in the office on the wall wouldn't be bad, but no, that could be a distraction.
That would cost a lot of money.
That's true.
In labor.
That's very true. And yeah. Wasted labor.
So join us in the next episode where Jill and I discuss all your all-important success in land investment and in life. Do you even want a TV in your bathroom?
It'd be nice because there's times that, you know, I'm doing my hair and I have to kind of peek out around to catch the TV and I'm watching the news. I think that would be really cool.
Okay.
So, thank you.
What am I getting?
You know what? I'm doing exactly what you asked for, which is not much.
Awesome. Good answer. It's all about the kids anyway.
It is all about the kids. That's
hey, all kidding aside on this competitor thing, we don't have any competitors.
Are you talking Land Stay or Land
Both.
Academy? Oh, okay, got it.
You know, and for people who are on the fence about getting involved with the Land Academy thing, forget about competitors. There just aren't any.
Well, and back to what you said, any competition is healthy. It keeps everybody in check, right? Make sure everybody's it's a healthy part of business. I appreciate that, and I kind of like a little competition if there is any.
I love Land Academy competition. Land Stay, send them mailers out? No, not so much. I love going to tax auctions when there's no competition.
I don't know, because I have been told flat out on the Land Stay side that I am choosing to sell with you. You know, it's funny, you asked me that question, and I guess I had to sit and think about it a little bit, but I really did have a gentleman one time that we were negotiating on price. He called me back to tell me the offer that he had was somebody else, and it was not a lot. I mean, we're talking, this was under a $500 deal,
oh,
so it's
geez.
Not like it was a big deal. And he just said, you know, would you match this? I really like you better, and kind of thing. And I said, sure. Because it was one of, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, when we're talking thousands, I might go, no, then you should probably take that offer. It's good for you. But I don't want it that bad. But in this one, it was really a small thing. And he was really upfront and really nice guy. And I do believe him. And he said, I just like you better. Would you match this guy? And I said, sure.
We have a member that contacted me recently. I forgot about this or how to put it in the main show. That he just went, he barreled through Landwatch and the market that he took and just wrote offers. Just sent people, you know, offer after, in Landwatch.
Brilliant.
Like, he chose, and he didn't tell me exactly what he did, but what I'm guessing
Brilliant.
He did is
Brilliant.
He chose all the 10-acre properties in probably a couple of counties somewhere, offered $1,000 to as many as he could, you know, as many times as he could click the button.
That's hilarious.
And he bought a couple properties.
That's great.
So talk about making competition like your friend,
right?
Or just working your way through it. I thought that was actually pretty cool.
That was a really good idea.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, I was just picking off the low-hanging fruit. Who knows who's had this property? It may have been listed for 3 years and it's not doing anything. I'll take it off their plates,
right?
And I'll make it spectacular and I'll sell it.
We did a deal last year, I don't know if you remember it, in New Mexico. It ended up being a great deal for us. It was a 40-acre property and 2 5s. And the guy called, and he said it's been listed for 3 years with absolutely not one inquiry. So I've got your file here, and I've got the I've got your offer, and let's do it. So it worked out really well.
Yep. I'm awake now.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.